Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the number one setback, as we see it, for land investors. This and we intentionally did not converse before the show.
Exactly. I can't wait to see if we have if we have the same thoughts or differing.
What do you think the chances are that we actually have the same opinion about
80%?
I think it's a pretty good chance.
I think 80% that we're gonna answer the same way.
Me too.
So maybe what we're gonna do after we do this question, I think when you get to the meat of the show, can we do like a 1, 2, 3, blurt it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And then we can maybe like.
And then explain yours.
I have a super favorite one, but then.
You have three.
Two and three.
Well, I only came up with one. It's
well,
number
one.
Well,
all kinds of time. Before we answer the question, before we get into the topic, let's answer a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Matt asks, I have a property under contract for $10,000, but it's a half a mile from electricity. This will cost $14,000 to run electricity to it. Comps are $25,000. Would the access to electricity change your offer price if the other comps all have electricity at the lot line? I know that you don't need electricity.
Not at all.
And I could see how someone might even want the property to not have electricity. So fewer people are likely to be neighbors. But that logic, of course, means fewer people want to be my buyers. Ha ha. I'm curious what everyone's thoughts would be. Thanks.
I have a question before we answer this for you.
Okay. For me?
Of the 15,000 properties,
yes,
that you and I have purchased and sold,
yes,
closer to 16,000 now,
right?
Do you know in even one of those properties how far it is from an electric line?
Negative. I do not.
Neither do I. That's
next
your
topic.
Answer, Matt. Why do you know this?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Why
even
do you
call
even know
and
about
found
your,
that out?
The electricity.
Yeah.
You know what I do know about almost every single property? What I purchased it for, ballpark, and what I sold it for.
Yeah.
And how fast we sold it.
Right.
I can look back. I can look back on, I mean, this is in the 90s, and I can say I did a deal close to the Grand Canyon. I paid $175 a property and sold it for close to $500 a unit.
Right.
I know the acreage. I have all the names. We used to name the names by the last name of the person. I can tell you how much money I made on those deals. It's not because I'm extraordinary. By any stretch.
You are.
You know what it is? I just care about the money. I don't care about the real estate at all.
I want to convey, that's not being shallow or whatever. That's how you get ahead.
Yeah.
If you really, if you spend your time and get too much into it, it's going to slow you down. You need, you know, and I tell people this often.
I agree.
You need to think of these things, and I got that from you. You need to see all your property as a line item. That's it. Don't get hung up on the view or the trees or all that, because that's going to just slow you down. Just sell them. Think of volume, turning them over, getting a good price, move on.
If you've ever taken a
that's how you grow.
Advanced course in like accounting, like a college level course in accounting or economics, first thing they say is, especially in manufacturing, we're manufacturing a widget. And I'm like, stop. What the hell are we manufacturing?
Right.
Oh, well, we're manufacturing a widget. What do you mean it's a widget? What is it? Is it an aerospace part?
Right.
Are we constructing a turkey pot pie? What is it? And every single instructor looks up and says, we don't care about that.
Doesn't matter.
We care about the fact that it costs $42 to make it.
Right.
And we sell it for $82.
Right. And here's how many customers we have, and here's our sales results and all that good stuff.
And it costs... you know, that we need an 18,000 square foot manufacturing facility, and it takes like, I don't know, 42 machining events to get this widget out the door.
And we're working on making it cheaper.
We're working on making it cheaper. We're increasing our marketing, and we're making the packaging easier.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Exactly. Doesn't matter.
We don't care
what
we're making.
No, that's true. That's it.
We don't care about the real estate people.
Yeah.
We don't care one bit. All you see on HGTV is the real estate. They focus on the real estate and the wall. And even at that, not even the land. Land is what matters.
Right.
They focus on the wallpaper and the kitchen appliances.
Because that's their thing. They're there for the end user. And I argue they don't make as much money, but they're happy with that. They like that. We're not that way. We would rather be wholesalers and make more money, not look at it like that.
Right.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a dual in stereo rant right there, both of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's topic, the number one setback for land investors. This is the meat of the show.
All right. I want to do it. Can
three,
you
two,
put
one,
yours
three, two,
in
one,
a second? I know, but I want to say, can we put it in two words?
I'm thinking.
I can get mine
in one.
You can do yours in one? One word?
Uh-huh.
Mine is an apostrophe.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we're going to do 3, 2, 1. Overanalyzing. Motion. Oh. Ours are different. Okay. You go first.
It's exactly what Matt's doing here in this question.
Ah.
We don't care about electricity or any of that. We don't. The reason that people don't succeed in this or really anything else is because they're tripping over their own feet. They're standing in their own way. It's in their head. They don't make enough time. They're not organized. They're all emotional about it. They're actually overanalyzing is part of it.
You know, it's funny. That's my overanalyzing is my other thing I was going to say is overanalyzing / not taking any action. So it could be balled up in the same thing. No matter what.
They are. They're the
same
thing.
It has nothing to do. You know, here's the number one thing.
The 80% thing was correct.
Thank you. So the number one setback for land investors is not having enough money. It's not having a day
job.
It's not that I'm married with kids. It's not that I have a sick parent and I got to do that. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff.
I agree.
None of that. Not the right mentor.
I don't understand Excel.
Yes.
None of that.
I don't have a degree.
Real estate's confusing.
I don't have a car. Whatever it is. It's all internal.
Yep. I don't understand computers is a
right.
big one.
You can get past all this stuff. So yeah, we're saying the
you
same
can learn
thing.
Everything we just mentioned, there's a tremendous number of YouTube videos on how to figure all that out.
You can do it.
The fact is, if you're not good at this, or you're really struggling with it, or whatever you're trying to do, it's not that high on your priority list.
Right. I agree. So yeah, you got to get past that. Because you know what, you and I both, that's one of the nice things too about Land Academy now, is we have so many hundreds of members that for every one person that says, oh, I have this obstacle, I said, well, I got five people that had the same one, and here's how they overcame it, kind of thing. I have people that, you know, couldn't afford stuff, you know, selling furniture and all that good stuff. And now they've tripled their income, their annual income.
Right.
And it's about to get even bigger.
Oh, geez.
Right?
We have people in our group that make seven digits a month.
We have people, like one of the things too I love is, talk about a setback. I remember not last Christmas, I think it was a Christmas before that, we had two members, the same time, were both laid off in the beginning of December. And they both said, thank goodness that we had started with Land Academy 3 or 6 months before this, because I would have been sweating it.
Yep.
They said, now I have income coming in. I'm not dead in the water, you know. And they're like, you know what? Now I have all this free time. I'm going to really kill it, and it's going to pay the bills. And one of them, I don't know if they went back. I think one went back to the comfort, if you will, of a day job. He was not, I don't know why, but the other one's like, this is all I needed. That was a kick I needed. What?
You're pretty passionate about this show.
I am.
You know what? I wrote this question for a reason.
To get me riled up?
No. Chapter 4 in Land Academy 2.0 is this all about this.
Yeah.
It's all about getting what you want.
Yep.
Anything, you know, you make the decision. Life doesn't happen to you.
Yep.
If you think that, you've already lost. Stop right now.
Oh, I'm unlucky.
You make stuff happen.
I never had a dog.
If you want to be a billionaire, it's easy to work backwards from that.
I wasn't the favorite child.
I don't have enough time. That's my funny.
Yeah.
That's my
classic. Oh, I can't afford it.
I don't have enough time is my, I just laugh when I hear people say that.
Exactly. I understand. Did we cover that?
I think so. I guess we really did cover it.
I know.
It's never real estate or technical information or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That all, I think 20 years ago, honestly, this is truly, 20 years ago, everything was way harder.
Right.
To learn anything, you had to either call somebody on the phone or go to the library and read about it.
Right.
And now every single answer to every question you've ever had is in your pocket right now on your phone.
Exactly. You know, I'd like to spend a few minutes real quick here before we wrap this up. So we all identify and we all know that the number one setback is all mental. So what are your best, let's share our best practices and tips to get past it.
Okay. I have a lot.
I know you do.
Go ahead. You can go first, or I'll go first.
You go first.
This is what I say, and because I'm filming Land Academy 2.0 right now. Go to CVS or go to a drugstore. Go to the office supply / school supply section, and you're going to see notebooks for little kids that have Mickey Mouse on it or Tinkerbell or whatever. Buy two or three of them. Make sure they're different. Make sure one of them's like the Incredible Hulk, or I don't care. Just make sure they're different, and here's why. And then I want you to open the first notebook and write down what you want. And keep writing and writing and writing. The more you can write and the more you can fill that first notebook up. And the reason that I want it to be a silly notebook with the Hulk on it or something is because for whatever reason, and I've done this and I continue to do it, I remember like the stuff that I put in the Mickey Mouse. Like I remember the Mickey. Oh, yeah, that's I remember back. That was all about the stuff all I wrote in the Mickey Mouse one. The stuff that I just wrote in the Incredible Hulk one is a lot different and a little bit more mature. And that was after I started the House Academy, or before I purchased the XYZ Movie Star Ranch.
Right.
So it gives you a context for time. The numbers are staggering. If you write this stuff down and continually have a conversation with yourself about where you want to live or what you want to do or what celebrity you want to hang around with, if that's on your list, it happens. The numbers are staggering that if you write it down and talk to yourself in the mirror about it, not like a weirdo, but just within reason.
Exactly.
That all happens.
Right. You know what's funny about that? I don't think you and I have ever had that conversation. You know, this conversation about this, and it's because I do it too. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought about
it.
You've probably seen it because I have this one right here.
Yeah.
And then I have a really pretty red leather. Oh, you want to show what's on the front of it?
I do. It says Land Investors.
Yes. This is my little daily quick little thing. And after the, you know what I do too, when this is my working one, and when I'm done with pages and I've basically accomplished it, I rip them out and throw them away.
Wow.
Because I don't need this. No, this is like to-do list kind of stuff. It's quick things that I have to write down. Sometimes I put them on my phone and my calendar, but there's other quick little things like right now. I just need to
You know what I do?
Do you know, like right now, I'll be honest, like I'm writing down notes about the show today. I don't need to save it. For me, it's going to bog me down. It's not important to me, so I get rid of it. But now, so like you just said, let me finish, please.
Now.
I have a very pretty red special leather notebook like you're talking about. And that's only for book notes. It's only for stuff about books. Then I have another one that's for content for future TV shows and things like that we have been working on and discussed and things like that. So I have different ones like you're talking mm-hmm. about. And it's funny because I just automatically do it. We've never really talked about it and compared notes. That's cool.
Yeah. Like, I mean, do you have revenue goals? What are you like in the next 5 years? I say 2, 5, and 10 years is what I.
That's why I have you.
Down. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly,
this is like a conversation.
Yeah, I don't think about the revenue goals because you.
Everything's got a number associated with me.
Well, that's why, because I don't need to do double the work. Seriously.
Uh huh.
You're on top of that. And
what are your goals then? If there's no money, what is it like?
Personal goals. Finishing several books. Finishing one slash
you mean as an
more
author?
Than one. Exactly. Books. I've started several. I'm working on several.
You know, those don't even that because I write so much and like I'm writing the ebook for the House Academy right now mm-hmm. and the revised. I write it all at the same time. I don't know why.
Right.
And those never hit my notebooks because I just know I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I know when I'm going to do it because it's in my calendar already.
Right.
Like the things that hit my notebooks are like.
What's in yours?
When am I going to get like a 75-foot Nordhaven yacht?
When is that?
Like what year? And it's late 2019, early 2020.
Cool.
And it'll happen. Mm-hmm. I'm intentionally not, I mean, we could go buy it right now, but I mean, there's like a few things that I want to do first mm-hmm. to reward myself. So that's not associated with money.
Right.
That's just like, I'll have actually have probably have enough time to enjoy it or take it where it needs to go.
Understood.
There's a bunch of stuff for next year that in there that's going to happen. It's just shocking. It's shocking to me
right.
how much this stuff actually happens when you're writing it down and you just like, I'm sitting here telling you right now that's going right. to happen. I'm very confident. I will maybe buy one more car in the rest of my life.
All right.
And I actually know what kind of car it is.
Do you want to share it?
Yeah, I want when the Mercedes SL changes body styles.
Okay.
Which is probably 2, maybe 3 years from now.
Okay.
And I won't buy it then. I'll right. buy it like 10 years from now.
Okay.
and I'll buy it new because I've never bought a new car, ever.
Okay.
What do you want?
I don't know. I'm good.
I want the kids, you know, the kids are cooked. They're out of the oven.
Yeah.
We're good there.
We're good.
The third one's still got a little bit to go, but yeah. he's just showing great signs of everything.
We're good. Tell you what. We've gone off topic.
Oh.
And we have other shows to do.
Oh, sure.
And other things to do. I'm glad that you enjoyed this social time. So. Well, you've done it again. Stephen has wasted another 15 minutes. We've all, anyway.
Join us next time where we discuss how to market rural vacant land by reviewing one of our members' websites called Landio, LANDO.com.
And we answer your questions posted on landinvestors.com. It's our online community and it's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you were just kind of out there. I feel like you're
Thank
just
you for
kinda,
stopping me.
You're welcome.
That would have gone on for a while, probably.
All right. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or YouTube, wherever you are listening or wherever you are watching. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.